10 years ago, Oregon became the first state in the nation to legalize physician-assisted suicide. And since that time, nearly 300 people have ended their own lives under the state's Death with Dignity Act. Colin Fogarty from Oregon Public Broadcasting found one man who is making that choice.
These are Richard's last days. He's got a degenerative lung disease and needs a machine to pump room air through a tube in his nose. Richard's illness is terminal. His younger brother, Brian, has watched as it has steadily eroded Richard's ability to breathe.
He will suffocate, and he knows in talking with doctors and just common sense that that is a horrible way to die, just slowly choking.
Brian has asked that we only use first names to protect his brother's privacy. Two physicians have certified Richard is mentally competent and has less than 6 months to live. That means he has fulfilled the requirements to qualify under the Oregon Death with Dignity Act. So a doctor has prescribed lethal drugs that Richard plans to take to end his own life.
Having a front row seat to your brother's slow demise and watching him suffer is a very difficult thing to witness. But to know that that escape is now within our grasp offers a tremendous sense of comfort to him and to me.
The state law that allows that escape took effect on October 27th, 1997. At that time, the sponsors predicted Oregon would not be alone for long. Instead, in the decades since, similar proposals have been defeated in every other state that has considered them. But if Right to Die activists were overly optimistic, dire predictions by opponents of the Oregon law have also proven to be off the mark. Critics said allowing terminally ill patients to end their own lives would disproportionately affect poor people, the uninsured, minorities, and patients who are mentally impaired.
These very vivid fear-mongering claims appear to be without support.
University of Utah researcher Margaret Batten found instead in a study published this year that most of the patients have been white, insured, and receiving hospice care. Even so, the law has come under almost constant legal and political attack. Congress debated a change to the Federal Controlled Substances Act to prevent doctors from prescribing lethal drugs for assisted suicide. In 1999, Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio railed on his Republican colleagues for trying to find a way around a law approved twice at the Oregon ballot.
Preempt the will of the Oregon people. It's not the state of Oregon. It's the people of the state of Oregon. Twice by initiative and referendum who passed this law.
The bill never passed under President Clinton, but in 2000, then-Texas Governor George W. Bush supported the change to the Controlled Substances Act.
To the extent that controlled substances relieve pain, that's fine. But to the extent controlled substances take a person's life, it's not fine, and I would sign that bill.
But President Bush didn't have to sign a bill. In 2001, former U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft issued a policy directive, making an end run around the state law. He tried to prevent doctors from using federally regulated drugs for assisted suicide. A judge blocked that directive, and in 2006, the U.S. Supreme Court said Ashcroft overstepped his authority. The Oregon law remains in place. Now, even the law's most vocal opponent in Oregon, Dr. Ken Stevens with the group Physicians for Compassionate Care, says the best he can hope for is to keep the law from spreading beyond Oregon.
If anything ever changes in Oregon, it will not be in our generation. Oregonians are so independent, and we have no plans to try to change it.
For Brian and his brother Richard, the most difficult questions these days are practical ones. What will be Richard's last meal? Who will he invite to his death? Brian says picking up that prescription of lethal drugs at the pharmacy made him think not about the long legal, ethical, and political debate over Oregon's one-of-a-kind law. He sat in his car weeping, simply over losing his brother. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.